540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A federal investigation into Wisconsin's 2020 election is moving forward. The FBI is preparing to question several Milwaukee police officers. JS Online reports the focus is on officers who were present at voting locations and the central counting facility on election night. Officials say the inquiry is preliminary and follows similar actions in other states. Past audits, recounts, and court rulings have all upheld the election results. Thousands of legal immigrants in Wisconsin, many in Milwaukee, could soon lose food and health benefits under new federal cuts. Starting July 1st, some food share benefits will be reduced, with more people losing both food share and Medicaid by October. About 7,200 people statewide are affected, and nearly two-thirds live in Milwaukee County. Refugee leaders say families are confused and worried, while food pantries already report a 35% jump in demand. Four staffers at a Milwaukee County detention facility are on leave as investigators look into possible drug smuggling inside the jail. Officials say the probe started after suspicious activity was spotted on camera, leading to a sweep that turned up drugs and homemade weapons. The center was locked down for several days, limiting movement and visits while crews searched for more contraband. Mitchell International just landed $8 million to become more international. There's new federal funding coming to the airport. County Executive David Crawley says the money, supported by Senator Tammy Baldwin, will make it possible to handle more international flights, improve safety, and drive long-term economic growth. The city of Milwaukee wants people to know that civil rights icon Malcolm X once called Milwaukee home as a child. Born Malcolm Little, he lived here from age 1 to 3 before his family home was later demolished for highway construction. Officials plan to install a historic marker on the Walnut Street Bridge over 43. The idea has support from the Historic Preservation Commission and now needs final council approval. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. There's a growing fundraising gap between Wisconsin's two major parties, with Democrats pulling in more than four times what Republicans raised last month. April reports show Democrats collected over $1.2 million, while the GOP raised just under $300,000. Both parties reported money coming from internal transfers and individual donors. Democrats ended the month with more cash available, but both sides continue to build for future races. Republicans have not outraised Democrats in federal accounts in more than 3 years. Anti-Semitic incidents reached record levels in Wisconsin in 2025, rising 83% in just 1 year and more than 900% over the past decade. The report shows more than half happened online, and leaders say that hate often moves from social media to the streets. Jewish residents at a Jewish Community Relations Council event this week say they are responding by hiding religious symbols and changing their behavior, with 55% saying fear has altered their daily lives. With Memorial Day travel picking up, Wisconsin transportation and natural resource officials are warning that a fun trip can turn dangerous without the right precautions. The DOT says drivers should expect congestion and adjust for conditions, especially when towing trailers or boats. The DNR says most deadly boating accidents involve people not wearing life jackets or mixing in alcohol. Officials say checking your equipment, securing loads, and staying focused can prevent crashes on both roads and the water. They're asking everyone to share space and look out for others. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Packers make the top 10 list. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. A new poll ranks the Packers' Brian Gutekunst in the top 10 general managers of the NFL. Gutekunst ranks 6th overall for building a team that's made the playoffs 6 of the last 8 years. At number 2, the Seahawks' John Schneider. Number 1, the Eagles' Howie Roseman. Baseball, the Brewers' Christian Yelich held his 4th annual charity concert last night in Milwaukee, starring comedian Charlie Behrens and country singer Jake Owens.
We'd like to pick different things every year. ALS Foundation, Lou Gehrig, BCF as well, Visit Milwaukee. So we try to touch on a bunch of different little areas in the community and spread the good deeds, and just a lot of great people coming together.
Yelich says this year's benefit also helped military veteran families in Wisconsin. The Brewers host the Dodgers tonight. We'll have coverage all weekend from American Family Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy. A few showers after midnight, our low 47. Tomorrow, cloud sprinkles in the morning. Maybe a few peaks of sun in the afternoon, 62. By Sunday, partly cloudy, 74. Memorial Day, sunshine, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.